Okay, so recently I was under a spiritual attack, but the motive wasn't actually clear. I can extrapolate what I think it was, but it was off the roof weird, for sure. And I'm pretty sure there were many players involved. There were multiple players. I know that Jezebel never works alone, so I know that. Evil can never work alone. Evil never works alone. And so, you can know this as an absolute fact, that evil never works alone. The righteous can be alone and work alone because they're not doing anything evil. One of the reasons that evil can never work alone, they have to have somebody to blame, you know. The narcissist needs to blame you for whatever they're doing. This is why I say a lot of evil people, they have the perfect family growing up, the mom, the dad. They have such a network of people. That they can get by with it because they run back and get help from those people they manipulate. They've convinced them that they're perfect or they're righteous, or they're a missionary, or they're doing good deeds. They always have to spread their good deeds, you know. They always have to make you think they're doing something good, you know, when actually it's just a front, you know. The biggest thing to remember is the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? The heart is so evil that if you think that mankind in general is going to be righteous and perfect all the time, you're in delusion. When you finally see how evil a person is and you walk away, it's just seeing the evil is a shock to your system, and then walking away from it is a shock because you're like, oh, back to peace, back to normal, back to normality, back to just routine, simple life. It doesn't have to be drama or exciting all the time. It could be peaceful. It's really a shock to the system from the get-go. Because these people have to create the drama. They're creating fake reality bubbles, right? This is the biggest. If you can get a hold of this. If you can get a hold of this, you got it all. Genesis 3, fake reality bubble. That's what the devil did. Hath God said, he fooled Eve. And so the devil fooled Eve. Hath God said, and took her out of reality into delusion. Took her out of reality into delusion. Really a trip. The more I think about it, the more insane the whole thing really is. Because I look back growing up, first marriage, fake reality, second marriage, fake reality, they paint a good picture. And I finally started to wake up that this is rampant. It's not just one or two people or a bloodline. This is like there's other bloodlines out there that are way worse. You know, I had it made in the shade compared to some of them. And when you get a glimpse into it and you run, you get a little glimpse into how much fake reality some people are really in, and you decide to run because you saw a glimpse. You thought, well, wow, growing up wasn't so bad. This situation wasn't really, it could have been a whole lot worse, you know. Could have been a whole lot worse. Could have been a whole lot worse. The fake reality bubble that everybody's going through to wake up, some of them are really bad. You got some master manipulators out there that are spinning situations that's not even real. Spinsters, I guess you would call them. I'm kind of distracted because I'm on the highway and I got this Mack truck acting crazy. I don't know why somebody driving a Mack truck would act crazy. It took me a season to break the paradigm on this recent attack. And so what was happening during the recent attack, I knew something wasn't right. So I started praying. Lord, show me what's going on. Lord, make this so obvious that it's as obvious as the nose on your face. And so things started happening that were so obvious that it's almost like the other party was doing it on purpose to be exposed. I think she was doing it on purpose to be exposed. I think she knew whatever her plan was, because like I say, they never work alone. Whatever her plan was, somebody told her to do it. She decided to self-sabotage, because it was so obvious that it was a scam that it's like it was intentionally sabotaged. But maybe it was just God revealing it. Maybe the contradictions were so obvious and so ridiculous that, I guess if somebody's trying to stretch the truth so much, and then you call them, you have so much truth that it's impossible, and you call them out on these things, they finally have to give up the ghost. They give up the ghost because their plan has to die. Whatever their scheme, plan, what's another word? Scheme or plan or Ponzi scheme. Maybe it worked with other people. So the Ponzi scheme probably worked with other people, and there was probably another Ponzi scheme going on right under your nose. There was like two or three going on at the same time, I guess. So the other Ponzi scheme was probably interfering. It looked like the other Ponzi scheme that was going on was overlapping the person. They couldn't remember who they were talking to. That's what it was. The other Ponzi scheme might have been more than one. The other one was interfering too much that she couldn't remember who she was talking to. She was confused about who she was even talking to. It's a trip. When they don't even remember what they said. And because you're laser focused on, you know, decoding what's going on, what's real, what's not real, because you've been through it enough times, that you're laser focused, you start to see the contradictions. And God starts revealing stuff. God starts to reveal stuff in dreams, in visions. Because when you're under attack, I don't know if you would say for your life. It seems like it was an attack for your life. Maybe it was. When you're under attack that seems to be out to take you out one way or the other, you have to start praying. And God has to start to reveal it to you. And so when you're under an attack, and it happens like every, it don't happen but like every 3 to 5 years, because they have to regroup. When I say they, these kind of people, they regroup. Because like I say, they never work alone. It had to be some kind of coven or some kind of cult or ism. So they never work alone. So they're scheming and planning over time to try to get in. You'll start to notice people start to ask questions about your life, what you're doing, this, that, and the other. And they want to get in to steal, kill, and destroy, right? And so you start to pray, and God starts to reveal stuff to you. He might even allow you to get sick to slow the process down. You get sick. They might have poisoned you, but you get sick for a week or two and slow down, and that throws their plan, their scheme into a tizzy, so that they start to make mistakes because they think you're seeing through it or escaping or whatever. It's kind of like let's say Wally Cody grabbed one of Roadrunner's feet, let's say Wally Cody grabbed the foot of Roadrunner. And so Roadrunner started to wiggle away. Wally Cody would go more insane with more Acme tools, which is would create contradictions and full ridiculous comments and actions. And he didn't actually have Roadrunner's completely, just grabbed his toe or something. And so Wally Cody would go more crazy with more devices to be able to catch, you know. That's not maybe a good example, but let's say Wally Cody took a jet engine to catch up with Roadrunner. Since it's a ridiculous cartoon, let's use a ridiculous example. So he got him a jet engine, and he was catching up with Roadrunner, and he saw Roadrunner start to break free. So he poured more gas in the engine or some kind of combustible liquid, and he got to go faster and faster. He kept pouring more of that. Instead of gasoline, he put some kind of turpentine or some kind of fuel that would speed up the engine, but it wasn't designed for that engine. So eventually the engine just crashes and burns. So Wally Cody was getting close, but because he's so desperate to catch up with Roadrunner, he pours in something in the engine that eventually explodes the engine. And so that's a good example of what happens. So you start to see contradictions and half-truths and lies. And so the Jezebel, she pours it on even thicker, and she starts to contradict herself even more. And she's got the two or three that she's working, and she forgets who she was talking to, and she has to drink more and drug more, or whatever. She just goes more crazy over time, really.